St. Joseph, Missouri, population 75,000, expecting more than 100,000 visitors for Monday's solar eclipse. Hannah McBride of the digital media organization 60DB has this story of how the city is getting ready for a total eclipse of the heartland.
For Abe Forney, it's less, if you build it, they will come, and more, they are coming, so you better build it.
We're going to have to build a fence starting maybe today.
Forney is the general manager at Rosecrans Airport in St. Joseph, a combined city and military airstrip about an hour north of Kansas City. We're driving around the airport runways to the far side of the property, a large grassy field.
We're almost there.
The fence they're putting up around the field is for eclipse watchers. An estimated 100,000 people are expected to come to St. Joseph to watch the total solar eclipse. It will pass right over the airport tarmac, so officials here are planning to host around 15,000 people on Monday. But Forney says there's a lot of work to do before then.
More porta-potties. We've got a lot more porta-potties coming. We've got some more trash dumpsters showing up. We have trash barrels to put out. Signage. We got a lot of signage and barricades that we have to put up.
Forney gets a text.
So it sounds like we're going to build fence in 20 minutes.
Astronomer and eclipse chaser Michael Bokich worked with the city to organize the airport viewing party.
I like to think of the eclipse as a pearl. St. Joe is the oyster that's helping that pearl grow. Now, every time you have an oyster, it has to start with a bit of shell or a piece of rock that irritates the oyster. That was my job. And that's really all I did. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau jumped online 3 years ago, and the city, and it's been great.
Bokich says the airport is the perfect place to watch the eclipse because the sky is wide open, and viewers will be able to see totality when the moon completely covers the sun. He'll be broadcasting a play-by-play during the eclipse on local radio stations.
Oh, man. At the airport, when we hear 25,000 people screaming and yelling and crying during totality, man, it's going to be all worth it. Everything I've done for the past 4 years is going to be worth it.
In St. Joseph, totality will last 2 minutes and 38 seconds, just a few seconds shy of the longest totality for this eclipse.
St. Joseph will never host a Super Bowl. This is their Super Bowl.
Back at the airport, I stop by the cafe at Rosecrans. Cheryl Green owns the little 10-table restaurant that serves breakfast and lunch to pilots and the Air National Guard that come over from the base. The windows of her restaurant look right out onto the tarmac. And Green says she'll stay open as long as people come in.
Like most businesses in town, they're going to shut down a half hour ahead of time to about a half hour after. And I think that's what we'll do, and just let the workers and you know, customers step outside and watch it. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Forney says the only thing left to consider is the weather.
And I'm going to worry about things that we can control. And I can't control the weather, so I think we'll have good weather. And if we don't wait 5 minutes, it'll change. It's Missouri.
For Here and Now, I'm Hannah McBride.